And a change of tone now, the curtain goes up on the 60th Cannes Film Festival today. This year's anniversary event will celebrate cinema from both the past and the present, and over 20 films will compete for the prestigious Palme d'Or Prize. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The Cannes Film Festival opens its doors and rolls out the red carpet for its 60th edition this year. The 2007 event promises to be a little different, combining up-and-coming cinema releases with a touch of festival nostalgia. The movie chosen to open this year's anniversary festival is Wong Kar-wai's My Blueberry Nights, a road trip tale starring Jude Law, Natalie Portman and singer Norah Jones. This year's gathering also includes Cannes favourites Michael Moore, Quentin Tarantino and the Coen brothers. A photo exhibit along the beach pays homage to the festival's glamorous history, showing Cary Grant in black tie, Natalie Wood and Warren Beatty hailed by the paparazzi, and Kim Novak in a limousine. But Cannes is not celebrating its anniversary with nostalgia alone. For a feature-length homage to the movies, it commissioned 35 shorts from directors including Wong, Roman Polanski, Alejandro González Iñárritu, the Coen brothers and Wim Wenders. Oscar-winning director Martin Scorsese has been enlisted to give a masterclass on movie-making, and a host of Hollywood actors and actresses will be on hand for the stargazers, who wait in the sun with ladders all day to stake their place near the red carpet. The main competition involves 22 films from countries including Israel, South Korea and Mexico, as well as movies from four directors who have already been crowned with Cannes' top prize, the Palme d'Or. Cannes was founded in 1939 as an alternative to the Venice Film Festival, but almost as soon as it opened, the festival was cancelled because of World War II. It did not get going in earnest until the 1950s. Past winners of the festival's top prize include Rome, Open City, and The Third Man. I'm Lydia O'Kane.